A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
I sense the presence of a greater evil.
Check, check, 1, 2. Okay, is it recording? Good. Welcome to your reckoning, baby!
Hey, right. Scotty, what's up?
I'm coming back.
Oh, got a toot, hold on.
The audio fun bag is brought to you by Hard Ice Vodka Freezies and Norman's Electronics. And now, we kick it.
It's Audio Fun Bag, Chapter 70, all brought to you by Norman's Electronics and Hard Ice Vodka Freezies. I'm here with the voice of God. He is Brian Hoyt. We also refer to him as Hoyt. Go ahead, do it. Do your voice of God.
The voice of God. I'm on a VO mic right now. So this is like for professionals, voiceovers, because we're in the dungeon right now.
Yeah, we're out of sorts. We are not in our normal studio that we record in. Typically, that would be Chuck's studio.
You're sitting like an 8-year-old on the console trying to look at me. This is so weird.
No, this is very 80s. Like, I feel like I'm that guy who's like, hey, he's the coolest DJ in town. He sits on the console and moves the mic all around as he talks to the audience.
I shouldn't have to be doing this, Los. I don't know if you're aware of this. I have a fucking radio show now.
I
have a radio show.
So we kept it as secret as we could for as long as we could. And I think if we were going to talk about some of the inner workings of how all of this came together, when management and ownership approached us, we were thinking, all right, this seems like a crazy idea, but the podcast numbers, and again, we started the radio show by thanking all of you listeners. That's the reason why we got the opportunity, because of what the numbers have been and the time spent listening and all the jargon. Basically, they were like, you guys have earned this opportunity. The weird part for you and I is that we were the first cog in what their plans were. And so if we had said no, then they would have gone back to the drawing board on everything else that was happening at the radio station.
And I've had to sit on this secret for forever, and you know I don't keep secrets. So this started about a year ago, the inner workings, and I went to you and I was like, look, we have to find a way to get Kincaid and Steak fired.
That was not how that went, but I like the idea. So we started a plan. We were inspired by the Red Wedding.
Why do you think we were talking about COVID like a year and a half ago? We basically invented COVID in order to get Steak and Kincaid fired, to get everybody to lose their job so we could finally have a radio show. This is what we did. This was our master plan. Sorry about like the millions of people that died, but we got a radio show.
We are going to bring that up because that is part of what I'm calling the most frustrating college football season to ever happen that is coming your way. We'll get into that in another segment. But yeah, I just found it was weird because we had to sit on this for a number of months and we were just told, okay, now that you guys are done, now we're going to work on everything else. We're like, wait a minute. How have you not? We're supposed to go last. We're going 6 to 8. And we kept being told, no, we're giving you a portion of drive time in addition to your duties with Chuck and Chernoff. And so you and I are looking at each other going, well, it's like the last hour of drive time, but the numbers that we've seen, y'all have stayed with the show, and so that's been really cool for us, and we greatly appreciate it. And when the Braves are basically taking up all of our shows this week, we'll still do our podcast.
And in all seriousness,
because we can curse.
The good news is
that shit is still happening.
Yeah, okay, there goes being played on Saturday in Podcast Park.
What's
Thank
up, Podcast
you,
Park? You started by cursing.
You could have beeped it. It was one curse. Now you're taking it over the top, and you've dropped like 3 S-bombs in 1 minute.
I have not done that.
You're abusing the power we have. So,
oh, it's coursing through my veins.
The good news is no one got fired.
No, of course.
And that's one of the most uncomfortable things in radio. So the story still goes that Brandon Adams, friend of ours, finally got his opportunity when he was over at 790 to get his own radio show, which for most people, unlike myself, for most people is like the goal in this industry, correct?
At the expense of something else is when he got his opportunity.
Yeah, he calls his best friend, Matt Chernoff, and he's like, I got great news. Steak just offered me a radio show. Edgar just gave me my own show. And Matt's like, cool, I just got fired.
And that was how they took Matt's salary, cut it in half, and gave it to Brandon Adams and Stakes Bookie.
You could give him a name. You didn't have to refer to him as Stakes Bookie.
Am I lying?
No.
Okay, so that's how that radio show came together between somebody who probably shouldn't have ever been on the air.
Wow, we're never having Wolverton on as a guest.
And Brandon Adams. Again, am I lying?
No.
Okay, I'm just pointing out something. It's not hating. I'm just saying that when the audience comes to us for the real, we deliver the real. Again, you joking around about everything that happened with John and Steak, that really was not our plan. That didn't have anything to do with us.
Or was it?
Maybe. Maybe we should just go with that for a while. Like, we just hold up each one of their heads like, this is what we've done. Oh, by the way, John sent it to us again. He's still killing it in Philadelphia. He's like, I think he's like third in the marketplace.
Dude,
he's killing it.
I said it on Chernoff's podcast after everything went down. I was like, I'm not sad for John. John will do John. Everybody, John will be okay.
John's going to kill it. The only problem John has is that his family is still here for one more year because his daughter is a graduating senior. And so they wanted to keep her in school here.
Can you imagine, though, getting like the best news of your life? Like, Lowe's, I'm getting married. And I call you to tell you I'm getting married. I found the woman of my dreams. And you're like, my daughter just died, Hoyt.
You'd be like, oh. And you got to kind of back out like you're the Kool-Aid guy. Oh, yeah. And then you realize, wrong room. You got to kind of slowly back out of there. So that's been what's been going on for you and I over the last couple of weeks. And I still joke around about it. You are the reluctant radio star.
No.
Because we were talking about this yesterday off the air.
Because I'm not a star, so that's not a factual statement. But continue.
We were talking about this off the air yesterday. And I would love to hear what our audience has to say about it. We were thinking about where certain people rank in terms of how they're viewed by the Georgia fan base. Because one person that Chuck threw out, we were all like, no, nobody cares about that person, or that's not a big deal. They're just doing what they're doing. And then we brought up a guy like Roddy Nabulsi, where Roddy is loved by the entire fan base.
Love
content,
Roddy.
Everything else. And we started kind of going through that list of, okay, so who are the people that the fan base goes to? And it didn't take very long for me to go, Hoyt.
No, they don't come to me. They drink with me. That's the difference. You don't drink with Roddy or Seth or Chip. You drink with me. That's the difference.
Right, but this is a big but, though. They also come to you to say, tell me what I should think about this. And you are then the guy who's like, well, I think about this with this move. Like SEC Media Days, it got started. Did you not go back and listen to all of JT Daniels yesterday and just go, yeah, like we're good hands here? I mean, that's the takeaway I would have. Then, as a Georgia fan out there, I would then go to Hoyt to be like, what did Hoyt think about it?
The funny thing is, and I was thinking about this earlier today when I was having a conversation with one of my buddies, if JT Daniels wore orange, any type of orange, Tennessee orange, Clemson orange, Florida orange, Auburn orange, I would hate him so much. He would come off as such a douche.
Smug.
The fact that he wears the red and black and he shows up yesterday with like a suit that looked like he was taken out of a bag right before he got on the podium, he's my douche, and I love it. I embrace. He's got the mustache. They interviewed him, asked him, why'd you do the mustache? What are you going to do this year? And did you hear his answer, by the way?
No.
He wanted to do Joe Dirt, but apparently they moved up picture day a month early. He was going to grow a mullet and a terrible mustache and do Joe Dirt, but I guess they surprised him. He talked about his freshman year at USC. Everybody kept being like, you look like Jack Sparrow. And so he went with it. He's like, I got the greasy hair. I got the porn star mustache. Let's rock it. I'm looking like Jack Sparrow. He would be a douche on any other team in the SEC, but he's on my team and I love him.
He has an eccentric side that he's feeding in college.
He has an I don't give a fuck side. That's all it is.
No, I think I identify with that because at the time when I'm in college, I'm playing college ball, I'm working over at the Ticket, and I'm losing bets that I'm having to, like, you know, dye my hair color blue. And I thought it was just kind of fun. And I was like, you know what? This is probably the only time in my life I can get away with this. Once he's a professional quarterback, he can't actually keep doing these bits, but in college, it's celebrated and it's fun. You can do it.
It's this weird era because, like, you're in college and you act like, I don't care, I'm in college. There's pee all around me. I'm going out tonight. But here's the difference.
He means cat.
When you go out on Thursday, Friday, or Saturday night up in Athens, you put on your best. You spray Axe body spray on you because you think that smells good. And you try to impress these women. This dude rolls around in the middle of the summer with a tank top and a necklace and rings on his finger, things that would never get you laid in Athens, but he's like, I don't care. I'm the quarterback. You either lay me or you don't tonight.
I just love that he looked like he was straight out of the movie Reservoir Dogs yesterday.
Yup.
Like, he looked like he was there to commit crime.
Dude, Mr. Green.
That's right. It was like, no, he was Mr. Red.
Mr. Red.
That's who he was. He was Mr. Red. So that was where I was thinking that, you know, everybody wants to hear what Georgia Hoyt thought about Media Day.
All right, there's two things. Number one, it's not like Georgia Hoyt. I'm coming to him for information.
Authority. Who do I go to? Honestly, who do I go to when I want to know some of the inside stuff on what's going on in recruiting? Because you go to Recruiting God, and then after Recruiting God tells you what's happening, you then pass it along to me or anybody else who asks.
The problem is,
everybody can go to Recruiting God. A lot of people can go to you.
The problem is, I'm a fan in the role of a journalist. Journalist!
You're not really a journalist, though.
I'm not.
You're an entertainer.
But people like Roddy or Rusty or Seth or whoever, you name it.
More journalist
to
them.
They still have to keep that journalistic side to them. They're not going to cry after a game. They're not going to do, you know, snow angels on the field in Pasadena because they can't do that. They can't show up in the press box hammered with a credential because, heaven forbid, you know, AJC or somebody finds out that they did that. Hoyt does it. And so I basically am kind of living out everybody's dream.
All right, coming up next, we're going to bring up what's going to be the most annoying college football season that you are going to have to endure this year.
Like, can you imagine if Dean Leggy snuck into the national championship game, how much crap he would get? But I did that because I'm allowed to.
And then you left early. That's coming up next on the Audio Fun Bag.
I was right. I knew Bama was going to win the damn thing.
Follow the Podcast Park on social media for live updates as new episodes hit and behind-the-scenes looks at all our shows. Find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at the Podcast Park.
It's now time for a classic Audio Fun Bag moment. Brought to you by Hard Ice Vodka Freezies and Norman's Electronics. Aren't you going through a divorce or something? You told me to bring it up.
Carlos, you have got to stop going out of your way to point out the bad moments from a teammate here, because that's really what this is about.
See, this is really rich when you say that, because I've been sitting on this piece of audio. Matt, you want to know where I got that piece of audio from?
I have only one guess.
Hoyt, help us out.
Los, gang, it's, what time is it? It's 11:20 or so. Got to get this. State is, I guess, trying to do a read for Solomon Brothers.
Oh, okay, hang on.
Not even close to me.
Hang on.
Not even close.
La, 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 la.
End of message.
Do you know the biggest D-bag moment of that whole thing? When he says King here. Like, that's your name, you D-bag. I mean, seriously, first of all, the fact you made the call is a D-bag move. The fact that you called yourself King is the double D-bag move, and you're the one, oh, my teammates pull the rope the same way, and you're burying somebody.
Close, gang.
I don't.
Yeah? Yeah?
Yeah.
Thanks for taking me down that dark little path.
It's Audio Fun Bag Chapter 70, all brought to you by Norman's Electronics, NEIUSA.com. Hit them up for all of your audio and video vintage needs, as well as Hard Ice Vodka Freezies. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to take you down that path.
Dominic Sanders, just stay on the hash and we win a national championship.
Coming up in the third segment, we will bring up the thing we aired last week when it was Nick Cellini losing his mind live on the air while subbing in.
While doing a radiothon for the children.
Yeah, so we will re-air that in the third segment. We'll get a chance to, you'll hear us break it all down, and that's how we'll finish out the podcast this evening.
There's two people that have ruined radiothons. It's Cellini and Kanye West when we were doing Katrina talking about George Bush doesn't like black people.
Doesn't like black people. And Mike Myers immediately like, oh my God, what have I wandered into? OF. I'd rather be anywhere else on this planet right now. Okay, I'm going to give you the one serious thing I want to get into with an element of, there's some comedy here.
Boo, seriousness.
Because I brought this up on Twitter this morning, because I would say this. You know I'm very data-oriented. Data drives everything for me. And I start off a lot of radio shows or a lot of front office loses where I have my hypothesis of what I think's going on. Then I go search to be like, give me all the information and I can either prove I'm right or prove I'm wrong. And I'll flat out tell you on the air, I was wrong about this dude. I feel like I'm right about this situation. Is that fair?
Yeah, you always let us know about your pet cat, Patrick Mahomes. I said,
here's the data.
I was right about this guy, and then you'll bring up someone you were wrong about. And
I'll be like, I'm totally wrong about this dude. That's just how it goes. So I want to take you back to December 2019.
Are you about to do a COVID thing?
But it comes around to college football this year.
I'm about to change the front office list open. Like, he's the man that knows the vax.
Because you and I...
death statistics, all of that.
Started seeing all these numbers out of China, what was going on, and we brought it up on the podcast. We were like, hey, man, you see what's coming out of here? Because it ain't good. And it was kind of a throwaway thing. We said it, and then we moved on. But we were looking at all the data, and what was jumping out was that this thing was highly transmissible but wasn't highly deadly. It's different with its Ebola. It's not highly transmissible, but it's very deadly, so it dies off very quick. This, we were like, this has a chance to stay around for a long, long, long time. And so I want to bring this up initially from here. You're looking to go to the Clemson-Georgia game.
Georgia-Clemson game, yes.
I was looking at it. I can get in the building for $300. A decent ticket for a decent seat runs closer to like $450. I don't want to do that, but I'd rather get in the building. I'll figure it out. And your entire plan has been, I'm going to get in on a credential.
Yeah.
What was it that Road Dog Adam Gillespie told you yesterday about the credential status for you?
It said, quote, filling out the app now, there's a required question. Have you been fully vaccinated against COVID-19?
Now, backstory, Hoyt, last July, got a pretty strong case for about a week?
About 18 days.
He was knocked down for quite a while, and he did the whole, that was his first sabbatical from the radio station, gone for about 3 weeks.
I believe that's episode 30. If you go back in the archives, you can hear the one when Hoyt came back from COVID.
When Hoyt was, hey, where have you been all this time? Oh, I had COVID.
And we couldn't, by the way, this was like early on when you couldn't talk about it on air. No one wanted to talk about, hey, Hoyt got COVID. Someone at 680 had COVID. Oh, they must not be following the guidelines. So we couldn't bring it up. So it was just.
Well, you didn't want the scarlet letter.
I told HR, I don't care. Tell them. I want to tell the story. If there's anything that relates to people, what are they going through right now? COVID. But no, we couldn't do that. So it's just, Hoyt's going to be out for about 16 to 18 days.
So the idea of you getting into the building is now tied to the fact that you would have to get something when you already still have your antibody, being that you went through a pretty rough thing. And so when I talk about looking at data, have you seen what's going on in Israel? And again, trust me, this comes back to college football.
I have not. Is this about Palestine and
I'm not getting into the East
Bank and all that?
I'm not getting into the East Bank.
Because, it was their land before it was the other one's land.
What's going on with their housing project? So what they're dealing with is they are full into the whole Delta variant, which, by the way, we're calling it that rather than calling it the Indian variant, which is just annoying to me to start with. But
can we call it the DV?
I guess we have to go down that road.
The DV.
So the problem that's going on right now is that they are now seeing all this spike in cases. They, and so is Britain. The thing is, when you look at Israel, they have like 86% of their population that are vaccinated. And what they're seeing is that in these hospitalizations, 40% of them are from people that have already been vaccinated. 1% are from people that already had the disease and then got rid of it, got natural immunity. So that would be you.
Damn it.
So the crazy part is, and where I say it cycle all back to college football, this is coming, just like we told you in 2019, this is emerging and this is going to be coming our way, and it's coming. Here's how it's going to be. And the crazy part about it is that in Britain and Israel, whether you're vaccinated or not, it's still hitting everybody the same way. People are still getting it. It's just how it is. And people are still getting sick, even if they're vaccinated. That's just how it is. So by the time we hit the fall, I guarantee you it's going to be insane, because the headlines from yesterday's SEC Media Days, the lead headline for ESPN for Georgia, over 85% of the Georgia Bulldogs are vaccinated. And we have brought up how annoying it's going to be when it doesn't matter if your entire team is 100%. They're still going to test the same way, and you're still going to have the opportunity to miss football games. And then as this thing cranks up, I think we're going to see more of it. Greg Sankey said it. Hey, we'll forfeit games if we have to. I'm like, really? Okay, let's see it play out. And I think this is going to be one of those deals where even the ACC has talked about and said, we'll work with it. We'll be flexible with it. The SEC's trying not to be flexible with it. And so that's where I think we're going to end up with a college football season of a lot of frustration, because whether you're vaccinated or not, you're still going to be treated the same way when you test positive.
See, I think this is Sankey.
There's not an incentive there.
I think this is Sankey just saying, hey, let's all get vaccinated, and trying to push that. Because if we learned anything from last year, hell, The SEC is what led all of college football to have a season last year. Remember, the Big Ten and the Pac-12 wanted to pull out. To not be flexible is one of the dumbest things you could possibly do. If we've learned anything in 18 months, you have to be flexible with everything because we don't know what's around the corner. So I think he's more pushing it as, I'm going to say we're going to be flexible, but if I say it right now, that might not incentivize people to get the vaccine, people being players, to get vaccinated and everything else. So hi, Brandon Joseph.
Hey, Brandon Joseph. He's just walking through.
Your hair looks good. Congratulations on the marriage.
Congratulations on getting married. Look, then he just left us right there.
Where was I?
You were talking about the incentive to this to do this, but here's what I go back to. The incentive is then not to test. The incentive is to tell these guys, you're not going to be submitted to this regular stuff that causes you to miss games.
Well, let me spin it this way, and this is what I was wondering. Kirby talked about yesterday. I think we have four teams right now in the SEC that are over 80%. Kirby went on to say that Georgia right now is sitting at 85%. He credited Ron Corson for that. My question is, if Georgia hit 100%, the entire staff and the entire team, why couldn't you play every single game? If every single person was vaccinated, could you play every game, and could you not be tested if that was the case?
Not with the rules.
Why? Why? That doesn't make sense.
Because they're inflexible.
But that's not being flexible. That doesn't make any sense to me.
And that's what I completely agree with. And here's where the other part of it. So this is more Israeli data. 80% of all COVID-19 patients were previously vaccinated. So even the people that it's making sick, 80% of them were already vaccinated. I'm telling you, we're going to have to deal with this for another season. And it's going to be incredibly frustrating because you're going to have everyone comply with everything, including Georgia, who's going to sit back and say, hey, we're at 90% now. We're at 95%. We're at this. And yet you will get up on a Saturday where 3/5 of your offensive line hypothetically will not be available because of the rules that are going on.
No, don't say that.
I don't care. That's going to be Michigan. That's going to be Oregon. That's going to be whatever team. This is what you're going to be dealing with. And the part that is so frustrating for me is that you keep moving the goalposts around.
I guess that's the
part that's so infuriating.
And that would be the most frustrating is we thought the vaccine was okay, we can go back to reality. We had it last week where everybody kind of thought, okay, you know what? We're kind of getting back into reality. We got full capacity at stadiums, NBA arena. Hell, look at Deer Park. What was it? No,
oh
that's a
water. Oh, my God. Did you hear
what
Jeff Van Gundy?
Night?
Jeff Van Gundy goes, oh, my God, it's Fauci's nightmare.
It was 65,000 people nut to butt just hanging out.
It looks so good.
But when you tell us that the vaccine is okay and it's going to change it and everything else.
But you're still applying the same rules for what reason?
Then stop applying the same rules.
No, because it's control, man. It comes back to control. And we all then have to do this rigmarole and act like it's really important. And I'm not downplaying stuff. I've taken this very seriously as far as dietary changes, life changes. I get my vitamin D levels tested on a regular basis. I've taken this very seriously. There's just comes a point where when it comes to sports, you start getting very frustrated when 85% of the Georgia Bulldog football program has decided to comply with all the things you're asking, but yet you will still treat them as the guys that don't comply on some other program.
And that's the biggest issue. We followed the guidelines and everything you've set up for us, at least 85%. And like I'm saying, if 100% on any team comply, stop testing.
Stop
They're
testing.
Done.
Yeah, make it the incentive. We will stop in the NFL. And here's another problem, too.
And I'm going to sound ignorant by saying this. Have you ever been tested for polio?
I've never been tested for polio. I have gotten my polio vaccine.
Exactly, because we all had to go to public schools. But my point is, you've never been tested for it. So if you have the vaccine, stop testing
them. Okay, now I'm going to get deeper in the weeds, though.
Oh, boy, here we go.
Polio vaccine gives you immunity to polio. This is basically giving you a better shot against less severe reactions. It doesn't make you immune. And so that's where they're still going to keep testing these guys in the NFL. The NFL and the NFLPA have come up with their own guidelines. This is where Cole Beasley was losing his mind about it because he doesn't want to get the treatment. And I'm like, okay, cool. That's your personal choice. And I believe it's a personal choice. You do you. I'll do me. We're cool. Everything's cool. But now he's going to be subjected to daily tests. The other players will be subjected to weekly tests. If Cole Beasley does not test positive all week, and the vaccinated player does on Saturday, he's gone for 2 weeks. 2 weeks of not having your quarterback, your running back, your receiver, or whatever. So what was the incentive for him to have complied with all of the league obligations?
I don't know.
And that's the crazy part.
I don't know.
That's why I say we're going to be in for, again, the most frustrating season that we ever had in college or pro football. Mostly college football. Because you're going to be sitting there saying, I followed all your damn rules. Sorry, dude, got to miss the game. It's going to be an NFL player. What do you mean I tested positive? I'm having no issues. Dude, you're gone for 2 weeks. But I took the shot. I'm vaccinated. Sorry, dude, you're going to miss 2 weeks.
You are the bearer of bad news.
I've been thinking about it and thinking about it. Now, again, we have told you.
Stop looking at the negative, Lowe's.
No, I'm a data analyst, okay? There's a reason why December of 2019, you and I went, oh, that ain't good. And then as it kept coming, we're like, that's not getting better. And then when we went through everything we went through, we were doing podcasts going, well, we'll see when it comes back. And I think that we did play a little role in at least having some fun and playing some stuff up and just getting your mind off of things. I think we did do that. But seeing everything that is now moving across Europe through Israel, and again, I bring up Israel because, again, 86% of their population has already been vaccinated, and yet they're having these huge spikes, monstrous spikes. Now, the death rates are very low, so it seems that the vaccination is working out very well for them. But we're not really concerned with deaths in college football. We're concerned with positive tests, and positive tests can hurt you on a given Saturday. And that's what's starting to happen all around. That's what's coming your way. So that's why I say it's going to be a very frustrating college and pro football season.
End of story. Don't test them. Let's just play ball.
All right, coming up next, the Nick Chiellini meltdown.
Oh, no.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hey, sandwich lovers. Today's your lucky day. There's a whole new way to roll for lunch or dinner delight with Nucky's Hoagies in the Roswell Corners Shopping Center. Now open. Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell is family-owned and operated by the sub-sisters, Stacy and Shannon, whose love language is food and Nucky's Hoagies, their passion. When you bite into a Nucky's Hoagie, you'll taste the difference. The softest hoagie rolls ever, along with hunger-quenching sandwich combinations. Make Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell on Woodstock Road your new favorite spot for lunch or dinner.
It's now time for a classic audio fun bag moment. Brought to you by Hard Ice Vodka Freezies and Norman's Electronics. Looks like the sun is coming up, Chuck. Shades on in Dark Club.
So if you've ever seen Step Brothers, you know that there's that scene where the woman who's interviewing them and they're confused whether her name is Pam or Pan. Apparently this one word Buck struggled with on this read.
Join the Atlanta Track Club and the Atlanta Braves for the Braves Country 5K on Saturday the 20th at Turner Field. And all 5K entrees, entries come with a ticket to that night's game against the Mets.
You don't know. It could have been a nice fish.
Salisbury steak, maybe?
It could have been a veal. You don't know. See, that's where you guys are picking up. Let me hear it again. I think there's obvious here. There's a Parmesan or something.
Join the Atlanta Track Club and the Atlanta Braves for the Braves Country 5K on Saturday the 20th at Turner Field. And all 5K entries come with a ticket to that night's game against the Mets.
Does that entry come with a couple of sides?
It could. You could have a nice potato.
Did a dessert maybe included?
Something on gratin? You don't know. There could be a couple of entrees in the 5K.
Buck should be off limits.
Audio Fun Bag Chapter 70, all brought to you by Hard Ice Vodka Freezies and Norman's Electronics, NEIUSA.com. Check them out with their Facebook page. You can see some of the stuff that they work on. Your vintage audio and video equipment, Jamie can help you get that working once again. And this was the thing that we aired last week during the radiothon.
Before we do this, can I get in this one thing real quick?
Yeah, what do you got?
Okay, first off, we now have a show on 680 The Fan. If you're unaware, it's 6 to 8. Every night
when the Braves
aren't on.
When the Braves are not on, you'll get us.
And so just come and listen to your friends, gather around, bring the family, everything else. But at some point, so we're not going to take ourselves serious on this show, and even though Los is a serious radio person, I'm not. So I would
hold on.
What?
Like, I made my career initially interviewing homeless people and getting their football picks. What are you mean about
me being
serious?
Yeah, but that's just to get your foot in the door. Now you're the numbers guy that's serious. No fun, Lowe's.
That I ask you to play. What is the Chuck one? What's the sticking out of my butt?
A butt.
And then I giggle, and then I ask for, will you play the Adam Gillespie? I don't think he made it through the pandemic.
I have seen on Twitter people say, hey, Los, be more serious, man. We like you serious. You don't have to be like nutshot.
Like, I'm not a serious person.
My point is, though, that's
why we work well together.
We're not going to take 6 to 8 very seriously. And so one point during our show, I would like to do a seance. So,
okay,
if any, because we always talk about the curse of Atlanta and Georgia's got a great chance this year and the Hawks are doing well and everything else. So, I would like to bring somebody in, but I don't know who that is. So, if you know witch doctors, someone that does voodoo, I don't know who else would it be. If you know a pastor,
no,
somebody,
you know what I want? I want somebody who claims like a clairvoyant who could like speak to the dead.
That's fine. Whatever happened, I need somebody in the room to one, tell us what the hell happened. Like, what did Atlanta do that was so wrong that we're dealing with this crap? And two, I need you to lift the curse, and we'll do an entire segment with them on the air. So hit us up at Front Office Lowe's. You can get into my DMs. They're always open. And let me know, because we need to do that segment.
You mean at Brian Hoyt 24?
Nah, just sliding those DMs, baby.
Those are your DMs. You were saying mine. Mine aren't open.
Oh, no. You hate the people.
I just...
You're like Chernoff.
I get random stuff. I'm like, I'll answer any email, but my DMs are, it's kind of my personal
area.
Let me
describe this. Carlos is Chuck, and you listeners are like COVID. Carlos uses his gloves. He sprays you down with sanitizer.
It's completely not true.
He doesn't want you in those DMs.
That is why we're actually planning a trip to Charlotte. That is in the works. It looks like we're going to be going to Charlotte. As we get more information, we will be doing the audio fun bag there on Thursday and Friday, and probably it looks like we're going to do a pregame on Saturday from about 10 to 1.
Yeah.
That's the tentative plan as of right now. And so we are looking at a couple different scenarios where we might be with one of our typical station sponsors, or we might be going outside of that family and getting in with a different bar there.
So if you know anybody that talks to the dead, please hit us up.
Or if you own a bar really close to the stadium in Charlotte.
Oh, yeah, you can hit us up too.
Hit us up too. That'll work. All right, so this is what we got into last week. This is Nick Cellini. He was subbing in, and the audio will start explaining it for itself. But this is a man, I've never seen him be able to lose his mind so quickly of anyone I've ever worked with. And when he does, I actually, like, there's a part of me that starts clapping, like yes, yes, yes. Because the things that comes out of Nick Cellini's mouth when that happens, they're not just mean, they're funny. Like, you've seen it. You've been in there in the control room where he'll come in, and he'll spout off about something that happened, and he'll refer to somebody in a way we just go, whoa, but it's funny. So here was that scenario that happened last week.
So I want to bring this up, and this is to cross-promote.
Yeah, is that that's such a BS excuse.
But it was also a tremendously hilarious experience because of the players involved. So we have figured out technically what happened this morning. There were issues as far as when the connection was made. Let me kind of give you an idea as to technology. Once we're out here, we have to connect to our studio, and there's a certain way that that happens.
Magic.
Yes. Dark magic.
Little
how
fairies
it happens.
Come around.
So imagine that fairy number one casts her dark magic, and we get connected. Well, unfortunately, fairy number one right before the show died.
Oh, no. What a sad story.
Overdose. I mean, like 2 minutes before the show. So what happens is broke down meth head fairy number four showed up and suddenly connected. And the problem was everyone back in the main studio didn't know that fairy number four meth head showed up.
Yeah.
So you're going to hear this audio. This is what happened this morning. And this is like our we could play this in a fun bag like 2 months from now, but
oh,
it's
we
better
will.
Now. It's
well,
better right now.
And keep in mind, by the way, Nick Cellini was filling in for John Michaels, who was out. And Nick Cellini is very patient and calm, and he handles these situations.
No, not at all.
What?
Not at all.
Nick, okay.
Nick does not handle these situations well at all. Because here's the thing. Nick is a true pro. He expects professionalism around him. And so
when
Meth Fairy shows up, Nick Cellini is the last person. And remember, he's doing them a favor by coming in and doing a show that early. So here's the first piece of audio. This is where Nick is not going to be able to hear the programming that's going on because, again, Meth Head Fairy number four
has messed up the connection.
So he can't hear any of the stuff going on. Here's the audio.
Nice to finally get to work with you.
Yeah, I've been doing this for almost 30 years, and yes, I'm old. I did mornings for 10, 12 years, and let me just give you some advice. It's not really something you ever really get used to doing, so.
No.
But when you're young, you can bounce back. Speaking of bouncing back, Guys, let's check some headlines.
No fake news here.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Just today's headlines just presented by Pete.
And talk about the NBA Finals and what happened last night. As the series is now
so
even
in this case,
games apiece, talking
Nick
about
doesn't hear programming because Meth Head Fairy number 4 is not working correctly.
And he's just talking over the open. And by the way, if you noticed, you could slightly hear Finneran in the background trying to talk, but it really wasn't working very well.
So Finneran's mic is not responding well to this whole setup. And remember, this is the opening part of the show. Like,
this is our big radiothon, Lowe's.
They're saying hey to Jordan DeArmond, and now Nick's going to talk about this and throw it over here, and he can't hear any of that programming. He can't hear any of that production.
Yes, I'm old. Yeah.
So how about this then? Finneran attempts to try and talk, as he does professionally.
Well, that's what he gets paid to do.
Right. This is what it sounded like when Finneran attempts to help out Nick with the broadcast.
Finn, I don't know how he did it, but Giannis blocked that shot late in the game, and Tim Legler said it during SportsCenter. I think maybe there's only one person on the planet who could have made that play. I think LeBron, at the peak of his powers, could have made that play, but I don't think he could do that anymore. It is now Giannis. So
we'll see. Who's that trying to talk?
So, you're right. The play that he made is
I hear somebody.
I guess I'll just start talking right now.
And you know he's getting so hot. Like,
no,
he's so mad right now.
That's not Nick's personality. That's not him.
Like, Nick has things bulging out of his head. He's just, like, if he could have turned green and tore apart the battery, he would have.
Well, I don't think he's Hulk. I think it's roid rage.
All right, so here's the next piece of fun audio. Remember,
this is all within 2 minutes
of the show
this starting,
is all
by the way.
Right, this is all the beginning of the show. Meth Head Fairy number 4, still doing her thing now. Again, because of this issue, he also can't hear the audio that's coming from the station. So Nick is going to call for a piece of audio, and this is what we got out of it.
And now there's a delay again, so I think I'll take my headphones off, and I'm a guest here today. I'm just a guest.
I'm just here today
doing my best to fill in. And it's the Camp
breath.
Twin Lakes Radiothon, so we all need to be in a good mood right now.
That's right.
And I think we need to work through these things together. All right, let's hear from Giannis, who, again, had 26, had the big block down the stretch.
On the fam.
Or maybe we won't. So let's move on to something else that happened yesterday.
You know what it feels like?
Richard Sherman.
It feels like you're trying to operate a piece of machinery and nothing's working. Like, you're trying to fly the plane and you realize, okay, this isn't working, this isn't working, this isn't working. And so you're just trying to move on to the next thing, hoping it works.
And if the landing gear won't come down and the flaps won't move and everything else, you know what you do? You just keep the plane in the air. You just keep flying
until
you run out
of gas. And
that's
all he's trying to do. He's just trying to keep the plane in the air because of this issue that's going on.
Let's get me to break and then I can figure this all out.
Or maybe we won't.
Let's see. I've got a shout-out from Scott McFarland. Shout-out to the Fun Bag and Hoyt. Stop drinking on air. That's the shout-out that you got.
Well, did he pay for that?
Yes.
I'll stop drinking if you pay for that.
He funded that. All right, let me go over to here with now we're going to try and do some Braves audio. We're going to have Chris Domino on to talk to him about what's going on with the Braves. And, again, because of the connection issue, Nick is not hearing most of this stuff. And so this is what it sounded like when they tried to get Domino on the air and just to have a regular conversation.
They do need help in the outfield. That's going to be the deal that I think people are talking about the bullpen, which has not lived up to expectations this year. But I really think outfield help.
Well, look, Jock Peterson's a guy who's got a $10 million mutual option next year. Do you know what Jock Peterson is?
Solid talk, Chris Domino. Appreciate the time. There's our SunTrust reporter, Chris Domino.
Well, Truist.
Or either one.
Yeah, either one.
We know that Truist has been, or vice
versa.
Oh,
no, he screwed up
SunTrust
the sponsor.
SunTrust has been absorbed by Truist. The point is, you need help in the outfield.
So fortunately, they were able to figure out what had gone on that Fairy number 1 had died,
yep,
and Fairy number 4 was now what was going on, and so they were able to get it fixed and everything straightened out. But basically, because Fairy number 1 died a minute before the show starts, that's what happens.
It's not Nick's
fault. It's not there. No. Technically, it's...
It's the show fairy's fault.
Right. It's the connection's fault.
And maybe Domino's.
And it took 10 minutes to figure out what was going on. But to have that many things happen, that quick to open up that show is beautiful.
Here's the problem, too. Nick is bald, or I don't know if he's bald. He shaves, whatever. So you can see every vein popping out of his head. Like, when I get mad, you can't see them because I have hair.
Right. You turn red. But he has stuff that protrudes from his face. He's just like oh, you're like oh my God, he's gonna lose it.
Appreciate the time.
A vessel just broke. You had an aneurysm on the air. Awesome, Nick.
Nick is that guy where, because I've worked with him so much on Sundays, and like I said, he's a pro's pro. He's great at what he does.
Oh, don't suck up now after we've played all the audio.
What I'm saying is that when he has that moment happen, there's a like something that breaks inside his brain.
It normally takes 10 seconds, and you heard it in, like, clip number two. Let's hear it. There's 10
or
seconds of dead air.
Won't.
Or maybe we won't.
Inside his brain,
it's
something.
Such a smart-ass response.
Something breaks inside him, and he's like, whoa. He gets so incredibly upset.
Appreciate the time.
You're welcome, Nick.
All right, we have one more piece of audio. So is this a new cereal that we're calling it?
Well, there are. Is it Honey Smacks, Golden Smacks? Which one's the knockoff brand that comes in a bag?
This would be what we're calling
Sugar Smacks.
Sympathy Smacks.
Sympathy Smacks.
So the fun part about listening today to the early portion, listening to Buck and Hudson, you had Buck, who was taking everybody through all the stuff that we're doing for Camp Twin Lakes. Again, 404-231-9887 in order to donate. Every time he'd make this poignant point about what they were doing and
it's
how important it was.
It's a heartfelt that we're doing. Right. Everything we're doing here today is to help raise money for kids and everything else, and you really want to move people's hearts in the right direction to give money to help. And so Buck, you know, he felt moved.
And you told me, as we're getting going, you go, what is that? And I was like, what is what? And then you started collecting them. We're calling these Sympathy Smacks.
Yes, because whenever Buck feels sympathetic, maybe you know, he has a friend that...
A lot of times when we hear it, it's when he sends a death dedication, like...
And I'd like to give a death shout-out to...
Right. And we're thinking about you.
And there's
yeah.
a sympathy smack all.
Because typically, unless he's talking about something poignant like that, he won't do it.
Correct.
But when it has to do with somebody that he lost that coached at Valdosta High, that's what happens. So here is what we're calling the sympathy smacks of Buck today.
Now, we are so proud to partner with Camp Twin Lakes, providing a safe camp experience for children facing serious illnesses, disabilities, and other life challenges. Any amount you can spare will be helpful, 404-231-9887. And thank you to our listeners who have stepped up big for two decades now during our station radiothons. This one is no different, and they've stepped up today, BJ. Last year, we were able to raise a little over $7,800. We're up to $22,300. 41 campers have been funded today, and I believe, again, it was Claire and Gene Drezik. It is now time for our college football nugget.
So that's the thing. Once he moves over into, I've taken care of all of this, there's no more. And but he's making these grand, making these points, like sympathy.
Sympathy smacks,
sympathy
and you can
smacks.
Tell this is a very big deal for all of us here at the station, just judging by the amount of smacks Buck used there. That was six?
Six.
This is a very big deal.
Six that we had there.
And so there it was. And we did that live on the air.
He's better than he was.
Yes, much, much. He used to fly off the handle much harder when we were at 790.
You realize how many interns would have been kicked and how many dogs would have been punched when he was at 790 if that would have happened?
No, here's the thing. It was never physical.
Always physical.
Him.
That's all Nick does. He just would, physical
he would,
abuse.
When he was upset, he would march around just like yelling at the ground. Like he would just be stomping. Like
because that's normal.
He would just be stomping around. He'd be like, now he just kind of is like, F. just what it is. All right, so that's going to do it for us. So take us out.
No, you take us out. Can we stop with the Hoyt taking us out thing? We're doing a real show now. I can't take us out. Point man, take us out. Let's take us out.
Hey, Matt. Guess what's in my hot tub? AIDS. I've got AIDS.
I turned myself into a pickle, Morty! Boom! Big reveal, I'm a pickle. What do you think about that? I turned myself into a pickle! What are you just staring at me for, bro? I turned myself into a pickle, Morty.
And?
What more do you want tacked onto this? I turned myself into a pickle and 9/11 was an inside job?
Was it?
Who cares, Morty? Global acts of terrorism happen every day. Here's something that's never happened before. I'm a pickle! I'm Pickle Rick!
Follow the Podcast Park on social media for live updates as new episodes hit and behind-the-scenes looks at all our shows. Find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at the Podcast Park.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Is there chaos in your closet?
Look, Blouse, you've got some nerve hanging there like that.
I can't help it. I'm jammed in here next to this suit.
Hey, I'm a three-piece, all right? Which means I need a little more room.
You've got a lot of attitude for a linen suit.
I'm a polyester blend, sweetheart. There needs to be room for men's clothes, too.
Hi, I'm Christina, and at Artisan Custom Closets, we help families organize and simplify their closets with customized storage solutions. See what's possible for your home at artisancustomclosets.com and then call us for a free in-home consultation.